The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Although, of course, a lot of the opinions on this program are accurate because we just get expert people on the show, including Craig the Floor Guy. Craig, how are you?
Good, and I stand behind my opinions 100%.
You know, when I owned a hardware store, we stood behind everything except for the deer targets. But you got to stand behind what you say. Also here is Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. Do you stand behind your product?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think if you can't stand behind it, you probably shouldn't be in the industry.
I get that. And Craig is very proud of the fact that he makes sure that the customer is satisfied before he gets paid. Yes? Am I right about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to think how to express this. We make sure that we represent the products and the brands that we sell appropriately, professionally, and that they are installed to the expectation of the manufacturer and the consumer. Now, sometimes, you know, the consumer may be misled by something they've read online or another, you know, there's a lot of information on the internet and it's not all true.
Well, what kind of facts do they learn that are wrong?
Well, just sometimes people think they know exactly what is the proper floor for their home or for their need. And they say, they come in and they say, I want this. And then we start asking, you know, because we have to specify and qualify our customers' needs. We're required to do that, you know, professionally.
Right.
But, and sometimes people get frustrated by that. They say, no, I don't have time for all the questions. I just want this. Just tell me this. You know, and I'm like, well, I need to know if I'm selling you the right thing,
right?
You know, and that can be difficult and sometimes frustrating to work through that process with customers.
Do you get a lot of people who have already visited the box store, the big box store? Because that's one place you can learn stuff and find out it's not exactly accurate.
Yeah.
I get actually referrals from the box stores. We have customers walk in our showroom and say, you know, it's the funniest thing. I was at Home Depot and the guy in the department came over to me and asked me a couple of questions and said, you know, you should go check out that American Dream flooring and tile place.
That's great.
True story.
You know, the box store sells the materials just, you know, like any other box store. And then if you want them to install it, what ends up happening is they subcontract that work out to another company who comes in and does the work. You know, I had a personal story this last week that just gets back to addressing what Craig was just talking about. Had a homeowner that we just did. I went out to do the final inspection. We did her attic insulation. And I noticed when I got out there, she opened the front door and invited me in so I could get into the attic and take a look, make sure everything looked good. And the first thing I noticed when I walked through her doors was her beautiful wood floors that clearly had just been done 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
They were absolutely flawless. Deep, rich stain. I mean, you could tell they spent a fortune on these floors.
Yes.
And I sat there and talked with her for quite a while, and she was very happy with the work. And as I was about to walk out, she said, well, do you guys do any crawl space work? And I said, oh, yes, ma'am. You know, I'd be more than happy to take a look. I went and opened the crawl space door, looked under the house, absolutely saturated with mold.
Yeah.
Which tells me she's got a high relative humidity problem. Now, instead of me spending the next 20 minutes trying to sell her something, I asked her, I said, what did your flooring company tell you about the warranty on your floor in regards to moisture? And she said, well, they didn't say, you know, they didn't say much. They, you know, they came in and refinished everything. I said, did anyone ever tell you about a moisture issue underneath the house? She goes, well, no. And I said, okay, you know, okay, let me, we can fix this before it causes a problem, but let me walk you through. It only took about 5 minutes explaining, look, your floors, these beautiful new floors, are going to start cupping this spring. You're going to be getting gaps.
Yeah.
There's going to be moisture damage. Okay. Where Craig is different, where American Dream is really different is these guys will get out there and they don't just look at your floor. They get under the house.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got a subfloor issue. The last thing I want you to do is spend all this money to put this floor down, and it's going to be like waves going through your kitchen. We need to have a flat surface here. Right. We need a moisture barrier. We need to control the humidity issue so it doesn't damage your investment.
Right.
Because when this young lady reaches out to that flooring company 6 months from now because her floors are cupping, they're going to say, oh, well, you have a moisture issue under your house. That's not warranted. You need to get that corrected. Boy, wouldn't it have been nice had she heard that in the beginning.
Does that happen?
Absolutely. The reason why we have to do what Brock said is because we're the only licensed flooring dealer that offers a lifetime installation warranty. Now, there's terms and conditions that apply to that. To find out more, call 877-6-FLOORS.
Yes.
But, we have to make sure that we're representing that product as it's intended. Rather, a lot of companies, they just want to make the sale.
Sure.
In most cases, you're dealing with just a commissioned salesperson. Mm-hmm. With American Dream Flooring and Tile, you're either dealing with myself, the owner, or you're dealing with John, who is our project manager.
Right.
And we both operate, as if we were putting the floor in our personal home.
Right.
With every customer that we deal with.
You call them something in a truck.
Yeah,
Chuck in a truck. I worked for a company that was home repair, and they called him Bubba.
Yep.
A man in a van. It's not to insult the individual. Everybody's got to start somewhere, and a lot of people like to own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And home improvement is certainly, if you've got skill, someplace you can start. Problem is, if you don't know to do the things that Craig does, you're going to mess up somebody's house. And you know something, those guys with a truck, sometimes they decide, yeah, I was going to do flooring, but now I'd rather do roofing.
Yeah.
And they're out of business and back in business doing something else.
If you want to start your own business, and you're not licensed or certified in anything,
right?
And maybe even you have an outstanding felony warrant in Kentucky, the best thing for you to do is to move to Raleigh and become a home improvement contractor or handyman.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I try to tell people, if you compare it to the medical field,
yes,
you have specialists. There's
right.
a reason that your general practice doctor is not doing your triple heart bypass surgery, right? A handyman.
Yes.
Okay. I've been in the industry long enough that I can tell you, if I want to be a pro in plumbing,
right,
it's going to take me 5 to 10 years.
Right.
If I want to be a pro in framing, 5 to 10 years. A pro in insulation, 5 to 10 years.
Right.
Okay. A handyman, unless he's 160, is not going to be a pro in
yes.
any of the categories I just mentioned. Now, is he competent? Probably. Can he use a drill? Can he use a shovel? I'm
yeah.
sure he can.
Yeah.
Is it going to last long term? Because that's what you gain with experience, years
right.
and years and years of doing this.
Right.
There are very few real handymen out there.
Right.
And the ones that are truly skilled are either self-employed, they have their own handyman company,
right.
which means you should be able to find them,
yeah.
or they are working for big-hitting contractors.
Okay.
Because those guys are very valuable.
Right.
So I'm very hesitant to do any major project around the house that I don't have full confidence I would be a pro in. And flooring
yeah.
is not one of those. Can I put in a floor? Sure. It's tongue and groove. I can lay down a vapor barrier and put in a floor.
Yeah.
Is it going to look half as good as John's guys and Craig's guys going to do it? No, it's not. And it's not going to last as long.
So
yeah, not only that, we talk about this a lot on the show I do about the warranties and how manufacturer warranties work.
Yes.
And if you buy a product and you put it in yourself or you have a guy come do it, it's not warranted. You just voided the warranty on that product the minute you open the box. And a lot of homeowners don't know that or don't realize that.
So you have an arrangement. I call it an arrangement, but it's a relationship with the manufacturer that goes farther than, let's say, Chuck in a truck.
Yeah, it's called a dealer license.
Okay. And this allows...
in order to keep that license intact, not only do we have to pay our bill to that dealer, we have to make sure that we are representing the products and installing the products to the manufacturer's guidelines.
Right.
It's like Roofworks is with CertainTeed.
Right.
You know, they don't manufacture CertainTeed shingles, but they work directly with the manufacturer. And if you want the CertainTeed warranty on the roofing system, it has to be done properly. It's the same with the flooring. These manufacturers of flooring are saying, look, this floor is going to last this long, but you have to install it this way with this it's got to be in this climate. There can't be these moisture issues. And if you follow all the rules, just like with the roof, you get an awesome warranty.
And of course, the other thing is, if you follow all those rules are there for a reason.
Right.
And your floor will naturally last longer, your roof will last longer, and you will never have a felony conviction in Kentucky. That's all I'm saying. How did you find out about that, Craig? I thought that was expunged.
Well, I just ran a background check.
All right. Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, Brock Emmons from Triangle Radiant Barrier, and Dave Alexander, wanted in one state, just one, but you know we've got 50 states. Think about it. There are multiple states I'm not wanted at all.
I'll keep digging.
You keep digging. All right. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, Making Your Home Great. Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and myself. I'm not going to say my name.
Wanted in Kentucky.
Wanted in Kentucky.
Right.
But you know, who else? I mean, how many other people are wanted in Kentucky? Those guys are really serious.
Is Dave your real name?
It's real enough. We are going to be at Roofworks May 18th with a live remote broadcast. It'll be fun. And I think that we're probably going to get a visit from our friends at Burke's Works, at Burke's Hardware. They're so close. So I think it'll be a fun show. So, Craig, the floor guy, we haven't mentioned the range of products you sell.
Yeah. Well, real quick, on the last topic we were talking about.
Sure.
Manufacturers, they have certain preferred dealers that they would prefer you to purchase their products from because they know they're going to be installed properly.
Right.
And that you're not going to end up, you know, threatening to sue corporate because this company put this floor in that didn't last, but, you know, a year and a half, and they're not warrantying it because they only give you a 1 year warranty. That's why we give a lifetime installation warranty. We stand behind the product for the life of the product. So if you buy a floor that's a 25 year warranted floor, and nowadays a lot of floors are advertised as lifetime warranted floors. Well, if you call that dealer in year two, year three with a problem, they're going to say, oh, we're sorry, you're past your warranty period. It's only warranted for 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, so in most cases, they're going to just kind of brush off the homeowner to deal with it themselves.
Right.
That's why we stand behind it for the life of the product. And because of that, that leads us to our best price guarantee.
Ooh,
I guarantee you, you're going to get a better deal working with a more reputable company.
Yeah.
See, that's another, customers think that by hiring somebody, you know, hiring this Chuck or guy in a truck or whatever, that they're going to get it cheaper. And that's not true. You know, there's the saying, cheaper is not always better. It's not always cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I have estimates a lot of times that bring me an estimate to review because our best price guarantee, I need to look at the estimate, make sure it's apples to apples, and it's never apples to apples. And a lot of times I've actually had customers bring me an estimate where they think that I'm more expensive and I'm actually not, I'm actually less expensive. And I have to explain it to them and show them how they're actually getting a better deal through us. So,
yeah, they're not taking into account the long-term play. I always, you know, compare it to playing checkers. You see the move right in front of you. Oh, it's cheaper, I'll go with that one.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about, well, it's cheaper because of this. And a year from now, that's going to expose itself.
Right. I used to play a lot of chess. In Kentucky.
In Kentucky, prior to your conviction.
After. all right, Craig, we got to talk about what you sell, because we haven't yet.
You we sell- do all, ty- yeah, all types of flooring. If you're listening, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call. What's the number, Dave?
877-6-FLOORS.
No, at the radio station.
860-9783. It's a 919-860-9783. I was so proud I knew your number.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to get some of the folks listening to give us a call so we can talk about the floors in their house.
Yes, and don't wait till the 5 minutes before we end. Go ahead, call now. You got plenty of time.
Absolutely. We can talk about hardwood. We can talk about laminate. We can talk about luxury vinyl, carpet, residential or commercial tile. We do custom tile showers. In fact, we do complete kitchen and bathroom remodels.
Yeah.
We can do the shower, the floor, replace the vanity, do nice quartz or granite countertops. We can have the plumbing taken care of, the electrical taken care of, the painting. We can incorporate that all in. We have, licensed contractors that we work with. In those categories, and we can put it together for you and manage it basically, so you know to take the stress and the worry off of the homeowner.
There are some projects that require multiple skills, and we're not waiting around if we call American Dream Flooring and Tile, because those skills are in house.
Yeah, myself and John, we've been doing this for many, many, many years together. We've probably got over 50 years of experience.
Right.
I had just a conversation with a customer the other day. She called. She was actually referred to us to buy flooring from her painter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And the painter's father is going to install the floor for her and tile her shower. But yet she wanted us to come out and give her an estimate to do the backsplash. And she already has countertops. She's having her cabinets painted.
Yes.
She's having the painter's dad do the shower and install the flooring, what she's purchasing from us.
Okay.
We have stock special, 20 mil LVP, $1.99 a square foot. Not going to find her better deal in town. She knows about that. She's buying that. So anyway.
I just sent a customer over to them this week. I don't know if she's called you guys yet, Craig, or not, but this another homeowner, we just did her attic. We had already done her crawl space, and she pointed out that she wants her fiberglass tub ripped out of the bathroom and have a tile shower done. And I said, okay, well, here, call these guys. Oh, they do that too, not just flooring? And it's kind of like us trying a radiant barrier. People don't know we do foam and blown in and batted insulation and sealed crawl spaces. So hopefully she'll reach out to you guys this week. She's a sweet lady.
Yeah, I hope so. But this one customer, when I said, well, sounds like you've pretty much got your project underway and you have the bits and pieces you need in place. Why do you need me to come give you an estimate for a backsplash? She said, because it's taking forever and I'm about to lose my mind.
Yep.
She said, and I'm trying to find ways to expedite this to get it done.
Yep.
And I said, well, it's not going to save you any money because I've got to charge you a min labor for my time just to come do that small little backsplash.
That's right.
And when I told her the min labor rate, she said, yeah, that's probably a little more than I can afford. And I said, well, unfortunately, ma'am, I hate to say it, but you've already, you've made your bed, you're going to have to sleep in it.
Yeah, when you sub out everything individually, it's not as cheap as you think.
What do they call that person who picks up the phone and calls all these subs?
It's a GC.
That's a general contractor.
It's a GC, yeah.
Everybody listening to this broadcast, raise your hand if you want to be a general contractor.
I got out of being a general contractor because even I didn't want to do it.
And it was too tough waiting for the plumber three days out.
Yeah, the knock on, if you're a good GC, you have so much work that you keep all of your subs busy 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Okay, those are $15 to $20 million companies.
Yeah.
If you're a GC and you're running $1 million a year, you don't have enough business to send these guys where they're Johnny on the spot when you need them there.
Oh, yeah.
So when you call and you say, hey, I've got a new job. I need you to come out and run the electrical for this homeowner. They're going to say, okay, my next availability is 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Because they're subbed out by 20 other GCs. They do good work. So I got out of the industry mainly because It was difficult to do my job correctly when I couldn't manage the time of the subs.
Right.
So projects were taking way longer than they should.
Right.
That's why I got into insulation and all my guys are employees. I can govern where they're going, when they need to be there, how long the job is going to take. I can get it done much faster because it's in-house. GC is not fun.
And imagine being a homeowner trying to GC your own project.
Even less fun.
Yeah, who has little to maybe no relationships that they can utilize or leverage for that project. So you're either getting, you're getting the good guys or quoting you the, I don't have time for your project price because I'm working with these other guys that I work with all the time. Those, that's option A. Option B is now you've got to scrape the bottom of the barrel and find the guy who's sitting around with no work to do because he's ripped off everyone he's worked for the last 3 months. And he'll, oh, I can be there Monday. We'll get started on Monday. I'm going to need half down. I only take cash.
Yeah.
Stay away from that guy.
I want everybody to know that we don't look down on people who are their own workers. They are their, you know, the chuck in a truck. The problem, of course, is when you need to get a subcontractor in, or Chuck really is operating on a really small margin. And if you ask him to do the backsplash, he's going to have to do it because he's got to pay his mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming up in 10 days.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. You got to. So the pressure is off of American Dream Flooring and Tile and Triangle Radiant Barrier. We're going to continue this discussion with Craig, the floor guy, going to get him to talk to me about carpets. Hey, we have a pet show coming up sometime this season.
I think we do, yeah.
Are you going to be there, Craig?
Yes, we are.
It's, oh, good.
July 27th and 28th.
All right. We got
the, the NC State Fairgrounds Exposition Center, July 27th and 28th.
All right. We got to go
selfie with Craig the floor guy.
All right. Thank you, Craig. This is FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF. I'm going to, for my producer, I'm just going to say, I'm going to talk up to the end of our time with CBS News. And you just run the local news coming up. Craig the Floor Guy is here from American Dream Flooring and Tile. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. And Making Your Home Great is the radio program. We're on the road May 18th. With Roofworks. FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF. We are news, talk, traffic, and home repair. Craig the Floor Guy with American Dream Flooring and Tile and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. Craig, did you go through the whole list of things that you sell, things that you install?
I think so. We do. We also sand and refinish hardwood floors. If you have natural solid hardwood floors, maybe warping and cupping, as Brock had alluded to earlier, because you have a moisture issue in your home. You know, and it's crazy how many houses we walk into where they don't even realize they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Cupping. To define it is warping, and usually left to right.
Either way, the ends can kind of pucker up, the sides can. Just a curve in the wood. That wood is not in any way meant to appear curved. It should be smooth and flat.
Right.
So if you look across your hardwood floor with the light shining through and you can see the ends are raised or the long sides seem to be raised, that's called cupping, and that's a sign of moisture damage. Now, if it's very, very slight, that's probably from you mopping your hardwood floor from like a topical humidity or moisture.
Yeah.
If it's a more pronounced raised edge or cupping, that's from moisture from below, from the crawl space, or perhaps you're on a concrete slab and you have glued hardwood. But yeah, it's not supposed to do that. Just this morning, I was meeting with a customer who had an engineered hardwood floor in their house. It was a three-story home, and the second level had an inexpensive 3/8 thick, 3-inch wide. It's the least expensive hardwood floor you can buy, which is overpriced in my opinion. But the builder had put it in part of the home and in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And the previous owner before them had tried to match it and have it installed in the living room. You could see it looked like they took carpet out of the living room area and tried to match that hardwood. Well, whoever did it originally for the builder actually did it right and did a good job and glued it down.
Okay.
The person who did the living room did not, and they stapled it down. And when you walked across the floor, you could hear it snapping and popping. So I was explaining to her that that floor was basically a ticking time bomb, and it was going to continue to give loose and work loose, and the edges would start to chip and fray. And
I, you know, if you walk across a floor and it makes ticking sounds, not your feet hitting it necessarily, but other ticking sounds. You start to wonder, is there coffee grounds underneath there? Is it, did they do it that poorly? Is it sawdust? But more often than not, it's what, Craig?
It's the sound of the nails in the floor that are giving loose or breaking through the actual wood itself in that case. But it depends on the type of the floor. If it's a tile floor, it's your you could hear crunching of the thinset underneath because it's lost its bond. We see this all the time in all types of floors. Even with carpet sometimes, popping from the subfloor sometimes, which that's a best case scenario. If you have carpet and your floor pops when you walk across it, that's an easy fix in most cases.
Right.
But if you've got a solid surface floor, like, hardwood or tile that's mortared or glued down.
Right.
Or nailed down and you have it makes sounds, that's a bigger problem. It needs to be addressed.
And if you're annoyed by the sound of your floors, call American Dream Flooring and Tile, 877-6-FLOORS. Talk to Craig, the floor guy, at 860-9783. That's 919-860-9783. His phone here on the radio is open. All right, so, Brock, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Are you pulling guys out of the attic?
Not yet. Okay. Boy, this next week's going to be interesting. I was looking at the weather report this morning, and it looks like the high Sunday, tomorrow, will be 80. All week, all the way through the following Monday, the highs are in the 82, 84, 85, 86 range.
Yes.
So that is the first week this year that we're going to have above 80 every day, which tells you the next week will be above 85, and the week after that will be above 88, and then into the 90s. And
until it all freezes and kills my tomatoes.
Right. That'll be later in the year.
Maybe later in the year. Okay.
So we're right now, looks like next week is probably going to be one of the warmest weeks we've had this year so far, and it is just so bizarre how our phones ring. This last week, for example, was a beautiful week.
Yeah.
It was nice. Our phones didn't ring. Nobody was complaining about the house being too warm.
Okay.
But the week prior to that, when we had three or four 84-degree days, we ended up booking like 27 estimates.
Wow.
Because as soon as people are like, oh, it's hot, bang. They go to the phone, they pick it up, they try to reach out to the insulation company.
Are they first-time homeowners? Are they people who've never lived through a North Carolina summer?
What's interesting is the mix of customers that we get in the area. We got a lot of customers that have been there living in that house for 6 to 10 years.
Yeah.
I love those customers because they know exactly what their house felt like before we insulated it.
Yeah.
Right? So those customers love us because they're like, oh my gosh, night and day. But we also have a lot of customers that, hey, we just moved into the area.
Yeah.
The home inspector said that the insulation was low, so we want to get that changed. And, okay, have you guys moved in yet? No, we'll be moving in next week. Okay, well, we can blow it in, yeah. It looks a little low, but I'm a little sad that you guys aren't going to see the impact this is really going to make. You're just going to think, oh, it's the norm. It feels nice and cool in here.
Yeah.
So we get a mixture of both. But the majority of the customers that call when it's hot, they've been there a minute.
Yeah.
They've been through a summer. They remember how terrible it was last year. They've been procrastinating through the winter, which I've tried saying all winter, guys, you want to insulate your house? Now's the cheapest time. And customers will ask, well, why is it cheaper to do it in February than in, June?
Yeah.
Well, your install in February, we pay our guys by the day. They don't get paid by the hour.
Okay.
They get paid by the day.
That's smart.
In February, when we can work 9 hours in your attic that day, we can have that job done in a day. So you're only paying one day's labor. When it's June and I've got to pull these guys out of the attic at noon, they get there at 8. Maybe this job has taken 2 to 2.5 days now. So now you're paying 2.5 days labor for the same work.
Right.
Because we have to pull these guys out, make sure they're safe.
Right.
So there's variables. You want to get cheap insulation this year for our listeners, you've got about another 2 to 3 weeks. Once it gets hot again, these jobs are going to take twice as long as they would have when we could have been in the attic all day, and it's going to cost you a little bit more money.
Right.
So if you know you're wanting to insulate this year, guys, call us now, triangleradiantbarrier.com or 919-986-8808. Get that free inspection and a free estimate so you know what you're looking at.
All right. Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. I want to talk about this idea of floors cupping. You mentioned something called engineered floor. Does that yes. mean it's does that mean it's not wood?
It's layered wood like a plywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's made to be more resistant to humidity and moisture changes.
Okay.
Which is basically designed to be installed over concrete subfloors and glued to the subfloor.
Really?
But people also buy it and put it over wood subfloors, which you can, but you still need to glue it. Now, there's a lot of people right now that just heard me say that and say, yeah, but it said the manufacturer says you can glue or nail. It says, or in fact, it'll say glue or staple.
Sure.
Glue or staple. There's a little small staple that they make for stapling those floors to wood subfloors. Well, I'm just going to say it is an inferior technique.
Yeah.
It will not last. It is not going to be, it's not the best way to do it.
And nobody learns that in the first week they're doing flooring.
Nope.
Craig's got to live through, you know, the flooring experience, becoming an expert on what he's doing.
And I want to talk about stairs again, too, real quick, because I am tired of walking into people's homes and seeing plank flooring with nosing trims put on stair treads.
Yeah.
People, you're risking your life.
Yeah.
Stop doing it. If you're a contractor, if you're a handyman, you're a hack. Stop doing it.
I'm calling you out right now. I'm going to pick up with Kay in Apex in just a moment, but you got to tell me what that looks like when it's installed, because I didn't understand the technical terms.
Sure.
Craig, what is the nosing of something?
It's a little trim piece called a stair nose. It's meant to transition the floor at the top of the stairs when you step up onto the landing or hallway.
Right.
But what people do to save money is they use it on every single step, and then they take the actual planks of either LVP or laminate or hardwood, and they glue those or nail them sometimes behind the nosing on the tread to make up the space. Per building code, that is supposed to be a solid piece of wood.
Oh, really?
Correct. So those little nosings, every one of those, they end up snapping and breaking off. You can trip and fall down your stairs. It doesn't last very long.
Yep.
All right. Kim in Apex. Kim, welcome to Making Your Home Great with Craig the Floor Guy and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier.
Yay.
Hey. I know you waited a long time. I'm sorry. I didn't see your name on the computer, but you, please go ahead.
We are creating a headache, and we are going from a single-story house, first house.
Yes.
No money was spare when it was built.
Okay.
So we are changing our two-season porch, I guess you'd call it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
To a four-season.
Okay.
We have a contract on it, and I know he's doing he's got great plans. I have no concern about this.
Okay.
Gentlemen, they've been out 5 times before they even started, so I know he's putting a lot of time into it. So, but what we found is we're going to take out 3 windows in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And open that area and just make the kitchen a pretty dining area.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, but it is decking on that floor.
Yeah.
So we have to bring up the decking height.
Okay, let me translate to anybody who's having a little bit of hard time understanding it. You are taking a two-season room that is something with screens only, but it's got a roof.
Correct.
And it's on the roof. And it's a deck, essentially. And yep. you need to convert that to a four-season room mm-hmm. with actual windows, and you're going to take out the windows in the kitchen because you're not going to want them.
Right.
Yeah? Okay. What is your question?
All right. Now, we have to bring the hives up on the deck.
Yeah.
And close up those little holes and everything.
Yes.
I want it nice and level so nobody ever knows that yeah. it was the deck.
All right. Craig, the floor guy's going to chime in. Craig, it's decking now. It needs to be flooring for a four-day
room. With a seamless transition.
What do you think, Craig?
I mean, there's so many ways this could go. I would have to really come out and see it. I would have to assess the structural integrity of the subfloor. I would have to assess where it transitions into the existing part of the house. I would have to know, is that room going to be temperature controlled with air conditioning? And I would need to know the windows, the specs of the windows, as far as how radiant they are, how insulated they are. I would need to know how much direct sunlight at what parts of the day is exposed to that area. And then after I know a few of those things, I could give you your options as to what your best options would be for flooring okay. in there.
Am I correct, okay. Craig, that one issue she's got to have dealt with is the idea of moisture? That it's a deck.
Yeah. What was your question about what type of flooring to put in there, ma'am?
Well, right now it is red oak plank flooring, and we would like to continue that across the area so it looks all the same. However, gotcha. Right now in our house, we have two Bichons for sale. And two that we're keeping. And we would like it kind of doggy proof.
Yeah.
Something durable.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, as far as putting extending the hardwood in there, I would have to know the direction of the floor joist to see if you could, or if you have to turn it, how to transition. I mean, it's possible to do it, but there's a right and wrong way to do it. It sounds to me like the easiest thing for you to do would be to tile it. I would consider tiling that area. That way you don't have two different wood look floors fighting each other to see which one looks the best.
Yeah.
You know, because that's very tough to do design-wise, is to have two wood look floors next to each other that aren't an exact matching floor.
That's also pet friendly.
Yeah, and it's also pet friendly. You could do an LVT. A floating LVT floor, luxury vinyl tile, looks like tile, but is a floating floor. That might save you a little bit of cost. Or you could do an actual ceramic tile, but to do a wood
No ceramic. It's going through the next doorway, I would hear this one, to a garage that's going to become a billiard room.
This sounds to me like this is probably a site visit.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult.
Is your contractor doing the flooring for you? Who's doing the construction?
We are responsible.
Yeah. Well, I hope he knows what he's doing, ma'am.
No, I hope you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. If you want to know, call 877-6-FLOORS and I will be happy to. We'll come out and tell you exactly what your options are. But if your contractor who's doing the renovation for you is doing your flooring,
No, we're doing the flooring, so we'll give you a call.
Yeah, I would recommend that.
All right.
With the guys. Okay.
Kim, thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Ma'am.
Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, is here, along with Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. This is Making Your Home Great. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic, and Making Your Home Great. Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, 877-6-FLOOR, and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. What's that number again?
919-986-8808.
And Craig, what is your website?
AmericanDreamFloor.com. And the number is 877-6 Floors with an S. Floors.
Floors. I am so sorry. 877-6 Floors. So this is the part of the program where I get to turn it over to you guys, and I want you to mention anything that I interrupted you about that you wanted to say. I know I interrupted Craig.
Well, I would like to say real quick, I just want to announce to the listeners and our customers and future customers that we have closed our Apex location, that showroom, but we are expanding our Raleigh location. We've acquired the space next door to us, and we are going to be tripling the size of our showroom over the next month to two, depending on how long the upfit and remodel takes, and that is also allowing us the space we have been needing to offer more of our great in-stock specials. Remember, American Dream Flooring and Tile is the only place you're going to get 20 mil lifetime warranted luxury vinyl plank flooring that is not made in China for $1.99 a square foot.
Yay.
In-stock carpet starting at $1 a square foot. This is 15-year warranted bleach-proof carpet that will truly amaze you. You can get $2 a square foot carpet pad and installation. And also, only for WPTF listeners, if you tell them Craig the Floor Guy sent you, we're going to do that LVP install starting at just $2 a square foot, because we don't want you to waste your money and your time with the other guys.
That's great.
Just let us help you. We'll take care of you, and we guarantee you the best deal, the best quality, and the best service.
All right. Brock, did I interrupt you at all in the show?
You did not, but I'll leave our listeners. Remember how last month I had said that we were running a 20% discount for radio listeners?
Yes.
Now, talking about getting your insulation done this year for much cheaper, that 20% discount runs out May the 15th, which is roughly 2.5 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So if you have insulation needs and we're able to come out, get you an estimate before the 15th, you not only get the cheaper labor because we're able to do these jobs in much less time, but you're getting an additional 20% discount on services. So the clock is running out. You got about another 2.5 weeks to take care of this deal. Otherwise, it is going to cost you a lot more money deeper in the season.
Right. And Craig, I just want you to say that $2 a square foot or square whatever deal, what is that?
The luxury vinyl plank, waterproof luxury vinyl plank. It's a 5 millimeter by 20 mil wear layer product with an attached pad. It's a floating click floor. We are stocking 6 colors. It's a special deal that I've been able to negotiate with a manufacturer called MSI.
All right.
And we're doing it because we're trying to help folks to quit baited into buying discontinued products and defective products and Chinese imported products and overpaying for them. In fact, this exact floor that I sell is on sale right now at Home Depot for $2.99 a square foot. So
and you're selling
you're not going to get a better deal.
$199. All right. Craig, right. Thank you. Craig, the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. Brock Emmons from Triangle Radiant Barrier. This is Making Your Home Great. We are on the road at Roofworks on May 18th. I look forward to that. This is WPTF.